From NPR West, I'm Shay Stevens. The European Union has added its voice to those urging Afghan President Hamid Karzai to accept the results of a fraud investigation. An examination of the vote indicates that Karzai did not win the August election. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
The United Nations-backed Electoral Complaints Commission concludes there were irregularities in every Afghan province during last month's polling, and that so many ballots are invalid that Karzai did not win more than 50%, as was initially thought. That would mean a runoff between the president and his closest challenger, former Foreign Minister Abdullah, something Karzai is said to oppose. Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt, speaking as current European Union president, urges all sides to respect the findings.
If these results point towards the need for a second round must be held.
First, the Independent Election Commission must formally accept the results of the fraud investigation. It's expected to be 2 or 3 days before that ruling is announced. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Justice Department has instructed prosecutors not to arrest people who sell medical marijuana legally under state laws. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
14 states currently allow medical marijuana. The most permissive laws are in California. This three-page memo says prosecutors should continue pursuing drug traffickers and others who violate both state and federal laws. But the days when federal authorities arrested people for running legitimate medical marijuana dispensaries are apparently over. Alan St. Pierre is executive director of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
This is just one more indication of a change in direction regarding drug policy, with marijuana being just one tenet of that.
St. Pierre said he would never have expected to see this memo come from a Democratic president, since Republicans are usually the ones to push states' rights. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
South Korea's foreign minister says North Korea's nuclear program remains very worrisome. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautel has the story.
Speaking to reporters in the South's capital, Foreign Minister Yoo Myung-hwan said Pyongyang's recent softening stance is not indicative of fundamental change in its position on the nuclear issue. Yoo said South Korea will not recognize the North as a nuclear state and urged the North to return to six-party disarmament talks involving China, Russia, Japan, the U.S., and South Korea. The Obama administration has continued to stress that any bilateral contact with North Korea should lead rapidly to the resumption of a six-country framework to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. North Korea's top nuclear negotiator told a Fox News reporter in Pyongyang last week that he hopes for successful talks with the U.S. and the United Nations. For NPR News, I'm Dwahali Saikautau in Seoul.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei Index is up 1%. This is NPR News. The White House says 250,000 teachers and other educators will still be working this fall thanks to the federal government's economic stimulus efforts. NPR's Scott Horsley has the story.
Americans will get a fuller picture of what stimulus dollars have bought in the way of jobs later this month, but the Obama administration is offering a preliminary report card in the meantime. Economist Jared Bernstein, who's a top advisor to the vice president, says by filling gaps in state education budgets, the stimulus money is directly responsible for some 250,000 jobs in classrooms, school libraries, and elsewhere in education.
Direct jobs are only part of the story. Indirect jobs occur when that teacher who otherwise would have been laid off goes shopping and is able to spend earnings that she otherwise wouldn't have had.
All told, the administration estimates the stimulus program has saved or created about 1 million jobs so far. Republican critics scoff at that and point to the still rising unemployment rate. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A California nurses union is threatening job action against dozens of hospitals across the state unless they improve safety procedures for dealing with cases of swine flu. A spokesman for the California Nurses Association says members have complained of not having access to protective masks. A Sacramento nurse who contracted swine flu died in July. Chuck Idelson says the nurses are demanding that federal swine flu recommendations be included in their contracts. A spokesperson for Catholic Healthcare West says ongoing contract talks already include a commitment to provide safe working conditions. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.